Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are in the third and final shiur on the topic of Din Breira Shnei Minim. And we saw the Rashba. It emerges from the Rashba that, I hope you heard the first two shiurim, that if you hold that Yesh Breira Shnei Minim, and that would mean that if you have a shutfus of 10 tles and another 9 tles and a dog, and then they're split up 10 against the 9 tles and the dog. So the Rashba says that if you hold Yesh Breira B'Shnei Minim, meaning because here there's a dog and there's a tle, so it would emerge that the dog is connected to Tle, and that Tle is called a Mechir Kelev. If you hold that Yesh Breira, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, why do we aser all 10 Tles? Why don't we aser only one Tle and say that that Tle is connected to Kelev? And the Rashba says that you see from here that it's Alts Breira. That if there are two Minim, you can have Breira. Say that the 10th Tle is connected to the dog. Choose one of the Tles for the dog. And in two Minim there's Breira. And the Chasim Sofer asks, what do you mean? This Breira, turns out the Tle is Bechal not for the dog. It turns out this was supposed to be your portion in the first place. So why does the Rashba hold it's considered Mechir Kelev? The answer is based on the yisod that we established in the previous shiur, that the shorish din chaluka is asiyus v'kviyus chalokim ayidei maisa chaluka. He said that there are two aspects to giving a yerusha or splitting up a shutfus. One is the etzem chaluka, and number two is what each person is getting. And we said that by Tshrei Mini, when we say in two Minim there's no Breira, it's different than saying there's no Breira by one Min. Saying there's no Breira by one Min means that the Etzem Chaluka was correct, we just don't know if we got the right portions. Maybe we mixed up the portions. A person got what he wasn't supposed to get. But when we talk about Ein Breira B'Shnei Minim, what we're saying is the Etzem Chaluka doesn't work, because how do you split up that I'm getting one min and you're getting the other min? We both have a portion in each min. So the mail of the whole thing is both belongs to both of us. Now when we say Yesh Breira doesn't mean that this was mine all along. Yesh Breira means that now it's becoming mine. Now we're doing the Chaluka, A, and B, we're saying that this portion belongs to me. That's what Yesh Breira means, but not that it was mine all along. But if there are two Minim, there's a problem with the Etzem Chaluka. How do I get one Min and you get a different Min? But if you would say Yesh Breira, that's what we'd be saying. We'd be saying now we're splitting up the Minim, and I get Min A and you get Min B. Now, but not all along. All along they were together. And it's only now it's being split up. So according to this, we can understand very well why it's considered Mechir Kelev. Because the tenth Tle is really being connected the dog. You have this Yerusha, it's all one big pie, and now you're saying, you get this piece, I get that piece, you get this piece, I get that piece. So first, by making the Chalokim, the Tle becomes the Mechir of the Kelev. Because if you are like the Chasim Sofer understood, that if you hold that Yesh Breira, what do you mean? It was mine all along. The Tefez Bechal, not for the Caliph. The answer is no, it wasn't mine all along. The answer is that now we have to make a chalukah. Now we're making a chalukah, and what does the chalukah say? That tleh keneged tleh, tleh keneged tleh, and finally, tleh keneged a caliph, if we say yesh breira. And therefore, it's also the Chasim Sofer said it's not 2 minim, it's 1 minim. It's only in the tlez. We're trying to figure out which tlez can I get the caliph, but we're only doing brayer on 1 min to try to figure out which is the correct tlez. Answer is no. Part of brayer is making a chalukah. And since part of brayer is making a chalukah, so then the caliph is also involved. So you see here that there are 2 minim, and yesh breira. That was the Rashba's kasha. How do you have minim and breira and 2 minim? But you see that that's part of the breira. Part of the breira is the chalukah, and the chalukah is being mechalik the dog from the tleh. So now we'll understand a little bit better the raya of the Rashba from the Sugya in Temura. The Rashba wanted to prove from Temura that in 2 minim there is breira. Because what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that all 10 tlez are going to be usur, because they're keneged, the 9 tlez and the 1 dog. And then the Gemara says, why? Why not just say that 1 tlez is keneged the 1 dog, and then the other 9 tlez are keneged the 9 tlez, and only one of the tlez is a mechir kelev? So if you hold yesh breira, so the Gemara's kasha makes a lot of sense. Yesh breira b'shnei minim. In other words, you have 2 minim here. You bechlal, you can't. How are you going to split up 2 minim? We both have a portion in each min. So what do we say? We say no. Yesh breira. If you hold yesh breira, the problem is we said a 2 minim. The Rashba's understanding is ain breira. But if we say yesh breira, then what we're doing is we're making a chaluka, and this chaluka is the dog is being mischalik from the tle. Tle keneged tle. And then finally, dog keneged tle. And that's considered mechir kelev. Because dog keneged tle keneged dog, that tle is considered mechir kelev. So the Gemara is saying, let's say breira on this last tle. Which one is it going to be? Whatever, if you hold yesh breira, the Gemara is understanding, whatever tleh we decide is connected the dog, it's going to be the one that's connected the dog. So the 9 tleim are connected the 9 tleim, and 1 tleh is connected the caliph, and that's going to be the chalukah. Because remember, part of the breira question is making the chalukah. Breira is not only saying what belongs to who. Because we say that before we did the breira, everything belonged to everybody. And since it was one big pie, and it belonged to 2 of them. And now, we're saying, this is keneged this, and this is keneged this, and the tle is keneged the tle, 9 against 9. And then the Gemara says, oh, if you hold yesh breira, so let the 1 dog be keneged the 1 tle. But let's say you hold that there's no breira in shnei minim. So it emerges then that you can't make a chaluka between the tle and the caliph. How do you make a chaluka between tle and caliph? If you say ain breira b'shnei minim, we both have a portion in the dog and we both have a portion in the tle. So how are you going to split it up? the only way to split it up is to do a Maisa Mechira. In other words, you have to just, you can't say this is, if you say Yesh Breira, you're saying it was Ms. Barer that I was really supposed to get this dog, this Tzlech, can I get the dog? And that will be the Mechir Kelev. But if you say Ein Breira, that means there's no chaluk at all. Because we said that if there are two minim, if you say Ein Breira, it's because both of them have a portion in both minim. So we both have a portion in the Kelev, and we both have a portion in the Tzle. And it's Bechlal, if you say Ein Breira, it's not Shaykh to say Tzle can I get Tzle, and then finally Tzle can I get dog. Because Ein Breira means that such a chaluk is not even Shaykh, because we both have a portion in both. If you hold Ein Breira. All you can do is a Maisa Mechira. Now if you're doing a Maisa Mechira, so what's the Mechira going to be? The Mechira is you're starting from the beginning and you're saying, we're going to sell the 10 Tlez for the 9 Tlez in the dog. I'm exchanging my half for your half. This is Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz's Lashon in the Sefer. Aval I neima de ein breira b'shneim b'trei mini. If you say there's not breira in two minim, v'nimsa de hachaluka da Tlez v'akelef lo mahani klala shvilu shnei chalakim nifradim. And saying ein breira means that you can't make two different parts. You can't make tle against kelev. The lo shayach toras chaluka kazuva siyas chalakim kelu klal. It's not shayach to make a chalak part dog, tle against tle, and then finally tle against dog. That's what Ein Breira tells you. Ve'ein ze ela maisa mechira ba'alma. If Reuven is getting the tle number 10, and against that Shimon is getting dog number 10, so that's a maisa mechira. What's the Maisa Mechira here? It's not a chaluka. If you would say Yesh Breira, it means that's the chaluka. The chaluka is portion against portion, portion against portion. But if you say it's a Maisa Mechira, it's not portion against portion. This part against that part, this part against that part, this part against that part. If you say it's a Maisa Mechira, Shekol Echad Machlif Achetzi Sheyesh Lo, B'chelek chavero b'chetzi sheyesh lo b'chelek chavero b'chetzi sheyesh lo chavero b'chelko. If you say it's a maisa mechira, what we're doing is ein breira, which means that half of what I own belongs to you, and half, the whole thing, there are two minim here, so half of what I own, half of my, the tleh and the dog all together there are 20. 9 tlehs and a dog and 10 tlehs. So I own half of every little bit, and you own half of every little bit. If in the end Reuven gets the kelev and Shimon gets the tleh, so you can't say that that was just what was exchanged. No, there's a maisa mechir of the whole thing here. It's that all 10 tlez are tmuras the kelev and the 10 and the 9 tlez, because we both own half of each part. Remember, they're two minim here, so two minim means that we both have a chelek in half of everything. And now that we're splitting it up, it's not just splitting up a dog for a kelef. Now the splitting up is the whole thing is being split up. Reuven's portion for Shimon's portion. So in the end, when Reuven ends up with the dog and Shimon doesn't, it wasn't that the dog was connected to Tle. It was that the whole thing was split up. V'lo shayach toras breira b'zeh. There's no breira here. And v'rak b'toras chaluka she'inyanu amadas chalakim zeh k'neged zeh. When you talk about chalukim, Chalukah, which is being mechalek this part, can I get that part? There we can say hudam rinan derak echad atleim omei can I get a kelev. There you can say that one of the tleis is can I get the kelev, because you go tleh against tleh, tleh against tleh, and finally tleh against kelev. And there mahani din brera levurei manhu vidach nishtru, and there brera would be effective to say who it belongs to, and then the rest would be mutter. But if you say ein brera, then all 10 of them are going to be aser, because they were all part of the mechir kelev. That's if you say ein brera, because there's no chaluk of zeh keneged zeh, and they're all in exchange partly for the dog. The whole thing was part of the sale. But if you say yesh brera b'shnei minim, then it's zeh keneged zeh, and only the 10th would be aser. But if you say that ein brera, then all 10 of them would be aser. So that's the raya of the Rashba from this sugya. Why we say that b'shnei minim there's brera. So the Rashba says the beis minim ain brera, and therefore you can't say you take the chitim and I'll take the saorim. That's not considered brera, the Rashba says. But the Rashba says, how can you say that between in two minim there's no brera? You see from this Gemara that two minim there is brera, because part of brera is being mamid chelik neged chelik. So you're mamid the tleh neged the kelev, and therefore only the 10th tleh would be aser. And if you hold ein brera, then it's a maisa mechira, and all 10 are going to be aser. So this is, sweetest friends, a very, very deep and complex sugya, and there is tons more to say, but this basically concludes the siman that we were learning. She was based on siman lamed vav in the Shari Chaim, or at least Os Aleph, where he explains the Rashba. And I direct you to the Achronim that we mentioned the previous shir. The Otzer Mefarshei Talmud brings down a number of Achronim. There's a lot, if you look on the Otzer HaChochma, there's a lot of discussion about this Rashba in numerous farm. And we should all be zocha lumo du lalamid lishma v'lasos, u'lakaimus kol divrei salma torasa v'yahava, amen v'yamein, shalom shalom, sweetest friends.